Zlines, keeping you informed about the important stuff.
Good morning, this is Mia and Emma with your 11 a.m. Zlines. In local news, former Woolston Park Mental Hospital and Asylum in Wacol has had patients reveal dark past of alleged abuse, beatings and shock therapy. Woolston Park closed in 2001 but remains infamous for widespread allegations of sexual abuse, beatings, chemical restraint and shock therapy from the 1950s to the 1980s. The Queensland Health records say these practices have been in secrecy for 100 years. With a lifespan estimated of 100 years, Brisbane's 84-year-old Story Bridge is requiring major funding in order to preserve its functionality. An icon of Brisbane's skyline, the Story Bridge carries around 100,000 vehicles day in and day out of the CBD via Kangaroo Point. To outlive the estimated good 30 years left on the horizon, the bridge will require restoration addressing corrosion and the replacement of the aging steel, according to the Civic Cabinet Chair for Infrastructure, Andrew Wines. Our council is committed to spending within its means so we don't add unnecessary costs onto residents, now and into the future, and a funding partnership like other bridge restoration projects nationally and abroad will help us keep Brisbane moving, said Chairman Wines. The first homes have broken ground and begun in Brisbane's largest master plan community as they continue to transform the quarry 9.5 kilometres northwest of the Brisbane CBD. Being built by Frasers Property Australia, they have begun with a strong year with already 49 slots being sold. The property will have a range of facilities and a contemporary look that faces the Sunshine Coast for the best views possible. With a high demand for houses in Brisbane's northwest, the progress made so far foreshadows for a positive impact.
In national news, Australian winemaker Penfolds has sold all 8 of its commemorative bin 183-litre bottles of Cabernet Shiraz at a wine-collecting event. The $18,000 bottles of wine were almost immediately bought up by international buyers, all seeking to own the ultra-limited vintage that Penfolds has made to commemorate the release of its Jeroboam range. Penfolds wines have grown in value remarkably over the years, with the first bottle of its famous Grange line selling for $10 in 1951. In international news, a US judge has ruled that Google acted illegally to crush its competitors and maintain its monopoly over online searches and related advertising. US District Judge Amit Mehta said that Google says $10 billion a year to ensure that it is the default browser on smartphones and browsers, securing its steady stream of user information. Google's parent company Alphabet will be looking to appeal the decision, claiming that Google is winning because it's better. For your weather today, Brisbane is cold and mostly cloudy. It's currently 19 degrees in Brisbane with an expected maximum of 21. The fire danger is moderate and the UV index is predicted to reach 4.6, which is in the moderate band. That's all your news for 11 a.m. We'll be back tomorrow morning with more. In the meantime, you can find us on Facebook and Twitter or head to 4ZZZ.org.au.